Thursday night, Chavis Halvavus, the man. Thursday night, Chavis Halvavus, Shara Bitochon, Perek Dalid. We're on page Kufnun Beis. We're starting page Kufnun Beis. He's talking about having Bitochon in seven areas. And he's up to the area now of mitzvahs. We learned already the applicability and the application of bitachon in mitzvahs and bechira, and now, but he made it. He made a list, and on the list there were mitzvahs that only involve you. Other people are not involved at all. Davening, fasting, saying Kriya Shema. No one else is involved. And now we're starting from the top of page Kufnun Beis. Vahevdel ben hamishmas l'shor pulos olam hazeh. Binyan habitochon. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I thought he would right away start about other people. No, he's continuing. Vahevdel ben hamishmas, what's the difference indeed between bitachon when it comes to bechira matters? L'shor pulos olam hazeh. Binyan habitochon al Hashem Yisroman v'yishadar. No, he's going to focus and explain the nekudas of the difference. Kishor in yoni olam hazeh. You're relying on Hashem, because Hashem didn't tell you what to do. Hashem will decide what you're going to do. There's no good and there's no bad. Kishor in yoni olam hazeh lo gilu lanu ofen hakosher v'hatov. B'sibo min asibos baladei zulasa. Not like Hashem said, be an accountant, don't be a computer programmer, be a lawyer, don't be a software person. Hashem doesn't tell. There's no difference between the sibos of parnasa below ofen ahefset v'arabim mitzoson below ba'acheros, and there's nothing wrong with any parnasa that there is. We don't know. Like, we're not told by Hashem what we should do. Go into this field, go into that field. There's no like, this will bring you parnasa, this won't. That's silly. Tabrius, or whether it's health, hatova, below be'ezer minim and minim ha'mischar v'masos, different things people do. V'hamasu ma'sheichem olam hazeh natzliach kasher nes'aseik bohen. There's no inherently objective connection between anything we do and the parnosa that it brings. So the pshat is, this is the channel through which Hashem sends us parnosa. There's nothing, right? You could open a law firm, you could open a pizza store. People will tell you, there's no, right? You have lawyers going hungry, and you have pizza store people who are racking it in. There's nothing inherent that this is what you should do in order to earn a lot of money. We think so, because we say, oh, statistics show that these people earn money, but that's not true. They may earn money, but they don't tell you what their net income is. We care about net income. We don't care about gross. We care about net. Gross doesn't do you any good. You want to have net income. You want to... Anyway, we're not charged with any particular type of parnosa. This is what you should do. V'lachein, therefore, you rely on Hashem that he's going to send you parnosa however he decides to send it to you. So it's not up to you, it's up to Hashem. So you're relying on Hashem. You rely on Hashem, he's going to send you, right? You pick something, he's going to send you, that'll be the channel through which he'll send you parnosa. You don't have to sit there worrying, maybe it's wrong, maybe it's not right. You rely on Hashem. Hashem is capable of sending you parnosa through any means that he wants. So as long as you pick something that's rational, so that your yotze your chiyuv ishtadlus, you don't try to sell horseshoes, right? You don't open up a Merkaz Mischari, a store for horseshoes. So you patech in Hashem, botzosum lepoal, sheyetiv lo zreinu, you rely on Hashem that will send us parnosa, al mashi yesh boto al teinu, presumably it's good for us, acheshin asasik bohen. You work hard, you're not allowed to be lazy, you have to work, you have to be industrious, you have to be creative, you have to be on the ball, you do your best, v'nishanin lefonav, you have to daven, like he said before. How does a person pick a job? He picks a job through what he feels he's good at and what he finds job satisfaction in. Because it doesn't matter. After the Chavis Halvavis, remember back in Perek Gimel, after he explained what Hishtadlus is, so he said, how do you pick a job? Bishlama, if it's your efforts that earn you parnasa, so you go to a job counselor on the college campuses and they help you figure out what's going to earn you the most money. But that's shtuyot. Hashem is going to send you parnasa based on what you're supposed to be, rich, poor, middle class, whatever. So then how do you pick a job? Maybe you should be a air conditioner salesman from A to Z. Maybe you should be a zoologist. How do you know what to pick? So he says job satisfaction and what you feel you're good at, what you have a what you like to do, what you enjoy doing, and what you feel you can accomplish. Call it tikkun olam. You feel you can contribute this to the world. That's how Hashem sends you, right? This is what you should do. I had a somebody just called me up, a girl. She finished seminary. You know, so I teach these things there too. She said she wants, what did she say? She wants to, I forgot what she said. What does she want to do? She wants to do something. I forgot what she said. She, mamish, enjoys something, but her parents wanted to go to college or take courses to become a medical biller. Like, there's a thing called, you bill.
In process of
yeah, like what's that called? It's like a
bill process.
That's like something you do? Wow. Okay. So her parents wanted to, like, how do you pick that? Like you pick it out of a hat. Like, okay, we want you to be a medical. If you say to your daughter, I want you to be a doctor, I can understand. But I want you to be a medical bill processor, that doesn't seem to be like the dream of my parents. Like, my child, the medical bill processor. I didn't get it. Like, it didn't make any sense to me. But okay, so she wanted to know what to do. Because what did she enjoy doing? I forgot what she said. I don't know. It wasn't in computers, it was Adarabba. With medical bill processing, you have to be in front of a computer all day. So she can't stand it. She wanted to, I forgot now what she wanted to do. Something else. So she wanted to know what to do. So I told her she should listen to her parents. Now, they want her to go to take these courses. So now she has a chiyuv kibbutzim. She shouldn't cause her parents agmas nefesh. And she should listen to her parents. But when it comes to finding a job, then she's not mechuyev to. Then she's not mechuyev to listen to her parents. She's not mechuyev to take a job that you don't like, that you find boring, or this, to make your mother happy. What? So I'm going, now she should listen to them, Alts Kibbutzim. And then, she's not mechuyev to listen to them. Not mechuyev, your parents don't own your life. Mr. Madrix thinks he does. He owns his kids' lives. But most parents, you don't own your kids' life, right? So, I hope what's going to happen is if she goes to these classes, she's going to enjoy it. Maybe that's what's going to happen. We'll see what Davish has in store for. Anyway, that's what the Chavis Halvavos says. You pick a job based on those criteria, and you have to be talking on Hashem, because it's shtuyot to think that this job brings you money. You say, what do you mean? Doesn't a brain surgeon earn more money than a plumber? First of all, you've never been a plumber, if you could ask such a question. Plumbers earn much more money.
They don't have malpractice insurance.
What?
They don't have malpractice insurance.
And they get paid in cash. They say, you know, can you give me in cash? But seriously, it's totally in, first of all, there's quality of life, and then there's no guarantee. If it's true, if someone will come to me and prove to me that brain surgeons across the board have more net and are rich, so that just means that when Hashem is goes there that a person should be rich, he maneuvers his life to become a brain surgeon. It's not the brain surgeon that makes you rich, it's Hashem. So if Hashem paskins before you're born that you should be rich, so he steers you to brain surgery, if it's true. And I'm not so sure it's true. I know every doctor I know is busy fetching. He doesn't have any money. Hashem sends you Obama, and he makes universal care, health care, and finish. You're not earning any money anymore. Or you live in Canada, where they have it for years already, and doctors don't earn any money. You got to move to Israel. Anyway, so the Chavetz Chaim says, in other areas there's no right and wrong. There's no such thing, do this and don't do that. So you pick something. So you say, how do you pick it? Do you flip a coin? So, no, you pick it what gives you job satisfaction and what you feel you have an affinity for. That's how you pick it. Then you daven to Hashem, he just sent you parnasa. Mashen came by mitzvahs. Hashem already told you what to do. What do you mean you're relying on Hashem? Hashem told you, do this, don't do that. So you have to listen to Hashem. He already told you what to do. Lefishek avo mishmas Hashem, when it comes to listening to Hashem, you can't say, I'll rely on Hashem. What do you mean? You rely on Hashem to tell you what to do, to put things in your path? He already told you what you should go do. Who kvar heralanu asofan anochon bo, b'tzivonu livchar also. He already told us what's right and what's wrong, how to conduct ourselves, what to do. And if we dive into Hashem, then he should pick what we should do. And if we have bitachon, that Hashem will send mitzvahs our way, will send good things our way, and he'll help us out. We could relax. Yiyu dvorim elu tos. You're making a very big mistake. Don't look to Hashem when it comes to mitzvahs or bechira. Look to yourself. You're in charge, not Hashem. That's what he says. Uvitchoneinu sichlus. Having bitachon in these matters, you say, okay, I'll sit back and I'll go through life, and Hashem will send me the mitzvahs that he wants me to do. That's shtus, sichlus, foolishness, and toes on a mistake. He already told us what to do and how to act. He's explaining the nitty gritty of the chilek that he said a chilek. Now he's explaining why. When it comes, unfortunately, our lives usually is the other way. When it comes to parnasa, and it comes to gashmiyostik things, so we think we act as if we're in charge. We go and we try and we work. And when it comes to mitzvahs, we take a backseat attitude. It's Hashem, everything will work out. This will work. We say Hashem is going to take care of me. Okay.